Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days of Podcasting episode. It is day 20. There's only 11 more to go. And we're almost done with training, and we're almost on our way to Dragon Con. In a week, we'll be at Dragon Con, and I have no idea how I'm going to make these work when we get there, because I'm bringing minimal recording equipment. We might just do this on the phone and pray for the best. Do it live, one take, well, maybe one take, and see how it goes. You will be getting some pretty raw stuff for the last few days, whereas a lot of this has been edited and remixed and, well, as if you couldn't tell, there's multiple layers in today's song, which we will get to in just a minute. We are almost done with the DragonCon planning. There's just a couple of tasks left to do. Craig and Clinton and I had a wonderful meeting tonight, went over some of the final plans, like how are we going to do this? Are we going to do, you know, 1-2-3 or 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3 kind of things for both panels. They are back-to-back, so hopefully we'll see many of you at both. They're right across the hall from each other. Not a far commute. I don't know if we're going to have a costume change in the middle of the hallway or what the plan is. I'm probably going to bring one outfit for the whole day, and that's Sunday. That's what we're going to be doing. Had a nice call with my dad. It was a weekly call for weekly Wednesday call with my dad. Something like that. It's getting a little late for me because I've been up since, again, 4:30. A little punchy, a little mixed up in the brain. We'll see how this goes. But nice conversation. He's doing well. Doing well. Had a wonderful time. He mentioned they had a pie auction at the apartment building where he lives. And it was just a fundraiser. So some people made pies. Some people bought pies. There were about 17 in all. And he was asked to be the auctioneer. You can tell where I get some of this stuff from. It's him. And the rest of my family doesn't help. They're enablers. Well, he was asked to be the auctioneer. So he goes on Amazon or Google and says, what do auctioneers generally wear? Because this is the first time he's done it. And he hasn't done anything even remotely like this before. And it said, well, in Kentucky, they wear a tall silk hat and a bow tie. So he went on Amazon and got those. Bow ties. Where have I heard that theme before? And when my two sisters, who also live in the area, heard about this, they wanted to get involved. So they went out and bought red gingham aprons and chef's hats so they could help celebrate and drive the prices up. So when he would say, our first item up for bid is this lovely apple pie. Now, my sister Marty would bring in all the adjectives she could. You know, obviously, I have to spread those out over 17 pies. And they would start the bidding at $10, and some went for $10, some went for $20, some went as high as $50. So out of 17 pies, they made about $500, which is roughly $30 per pie. But again, it was a wide price range. One poor lady, my dad said, we had a peanut butter pie, and we had to list it twice because nobody bid on it the first time. And the lady was so sad. She goes, oh, that hurt. Last year, I got $20 for my peanut butter pie, and this year, barely moved. I'm not making a peanut butter pie anymore. Well, who can predict the pie market? I don't know. I told him he should have used that line that investors use, a past performance is no indication of future investments or future earnings or whatever it is. So, yeah, win some, lose some. It sounded like a fun time. He sent me pictures a little while later. Lots of pictures. He sent like 25 pictures. You know, here they are in four different poses in their aprons and hats, and it looked like a lot of fun. Wish I could have been there. Looked like a lot of fun. What else? Oh, got the haircut. I took it down another notch. So I mentioned a few days ago that I got my haircut down to number 2 on the electric clippers. There's little guards that you put up. Some are angled, some are straight. And I started out at 3, went too long, brought it down to 2, wore it that way from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. I took the guard off and went down to straight buzzer blade. So this is the electric clippers, like the kind they use in the army. There's just fuzz up there now. It's crazy. Very cool. I can feel every breeze that blows in this house. I am on my way to being bald. I'm going to shave it for the Dragon Con parade, probably once or twice before I go so that I can practice shaving my head. Fortunately, there's not too many blemishes. I thought I had, you know, a big old mess under all that hair, but not too bad. There's like one, I don't know, birthmark or mole or something in the back right that is just beyond, it's just under the hairline. So when my hair is long and barbers go meow with the electric razor clipper barber things, sometimes they hit it and it sticks up just enough, like, yoink, ow! It doesn't bleed or anything, but it's one of those kind of soft molds. Anyway, probably getting a little TMI here. But yeah, that's sticking out now, but not too bad. Not too bad. Maybe, you know, if I dress up as Farnsworth, that's part of the act, right? He's got those brown spots on his head. Like I said, the older I get, the less makeup I need. This is proving it. I'm going to look 164 one of these days. Okay, on with today's song. It's another song from, requested by Star Trek Mom. We've got the Turtles with Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest the time, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. Can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together. Happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
That's going to do it for today. I believe it's either today or tomorrow, sometime in the next few days, is Dave Slusher's anniversary. Not sure if he listens to Dog Days anymore, but he and Michael Butler, and they're coming up 21 years. Amazing. Some of the oldest podcasters still podcasting. I think it's like Adam Curry and those two. And then they start to trickle in after that. My 21st is coming up first week of December. So hopefully this year I'll remember it for the Dog Days of Advent. It keeps going by like, oh, that was last week. Oops. So again, we have those 20th anniversary t-shirts for sale over at ctomasi.link/tpublic. And if you want to make a song request or rate a past performance, appreciate it. ctomasi.link/ddop25. If you want to do that, that's cool. If not, sit back and enjoy. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Love you.